On today's show, we have Security Plus Federal Credit Union's very own Bill Kennedy talking about the critical need for young professionals, not only as paid staff at credit unions, but on boards as well. Really, really interesting stuff here from Bill, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Bill Kennedy from Security Plus Federal Credit Union on the program today. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me on board today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm excited to share with you some of my experience as a follow-up to your podcast with Tom Sakish, not in the recent past. And certainly, Teresa Freeborn had made a similar publish a couple months ago about how to attract females to the credit union community. So I'd like to posit potential solutions to how we can make this happen. Doesn't need to just be Bill Kennedy doing it. It can be across the board of leaders mentoring and kind of getting young professionals excited about doing this.
Yeah. And to kind of step back a little bit to set the table here, this is your topic that you presented to me was the critical need for young professionals, not only as paid staff, but as board members as well. And especially kind of at the smaller credit union level too. So, it kind of runs the gamut across the board here. And to get some new blood, get some fresh blood into our industry, especially in the leadership positions. Is that kind of what we're aiming at here?
Yes. And I do want to say that timing is of the essence. Certainly the COVID situation in the last 18 months has created an economic environment where the margins are tremendously squeezed. Plus, credit unions have seen, especially the smaller ones. And when I want to make a, I know that some people say if you're under 100 million, you're small. I honestly think if you're under 250 million, you're small, but let's not get into the semantics, but, the delivery channels during this time have really emphasized the need to be digital. And I just don't see us going back too much to that. So
I agree.
The smaller credit unions have been forced, if you will, to go digital and become more efficient and effective because the margins are tremendously squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, okay, so can the current boards, can the current leadership at the small credit unions handle that? And, young professionals have grown up with technology. It's second nature to them. Now, we have, in addition to the squeeze on the margins and everything, we still have a major wave of retirements happening in the near future. And so how can we position folks for these leadership positions? And we might as well seek win-win-win situations to do this. And one of the ways to do it is to encourage a young professional who may be working in the credit union movement now, or who may not be, who have another different type of job. But frankly, young folks need to have something in it for them. They didn't grow up like the baby boomers who naturally gravitated to volunteering. So young people need to have something in it for them. So if they can have a game plan that can show them how they can position themselves to become, if they can get on the boards, they become leaders immediately to help. And one of the things, and I think this is really critical, because when I educate my mentees who are staff members of credit unions, one of the most critical points is you must be a value stock. You must create value immediately. So as the young professionals are looking to perhaps get on boards, they need to make an assessment. Can I create value immediately? And if they can't necessarily create value immediately, perhaps they should go the supervisory committee route where they can get into that fold, because it's really critical. One of the things that leaders are commissioned to do is to create leadership disciples. It's one of the top three things that a leader must do. And you might consider that succession planning and creating. Yeah. Okay. I will tell you that some credit unions have failed miserably at this. When they come down to it, their boards and their leadership are ending up merging because they have not done succession planning. They have not brought in young people or anyone to take over the reins. So why not, instead of waiting for those credit unions to do that, have a young professional take a look at it and say, you know what, I can add value to this credit union. Two, who hires credit union CEOs? Boards, okay? And so a young professional can be on a board, okay, sitting in a board seat. So when you look at a CEO's job description, one of the first things you'll see on that job description is collaborating with boards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I will tell you that that's one of the biggest, some of the biggest issues for CEOs today is their relationship with boards. I know that for a fact because of our CEO is no longer here. So imagine how sitting in a board seat would give you that perspective from across the table.
Yeah.
So that when you do, assuming you do aspire to be a leader of the credit union, you have a leg up on others because you have sat in a board seat, that you understand the perspective from a board member, and then when you become the CEO, you'll be able to manage that better. Two, a lot of times, as you know, I do a lot of mentoring with these professional staff, but sometimes they don't get the exposure to certain items that will help them get to the CEO suite quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And those strategic, some of those are strategic planning. So certainly as a board member, strategic planning is one of the most critical things that you can do.
Agreed.
So if you can be on a board, you will get strategic planning experience. Okay. You might not get that elsewhere. Okay. You also get to understand how the big picture budget ties into the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a piece of the budget where you are, but when you're on the board, you have to see the big picture and how it ties into the strategic plan. So you'll get this experience as well. You'll also have the opportunity, and I highly encourage folks to do this, to sit on ALCO. ALCO is the most, I think, one of the most critical committees on a board, and they get to experience interest rate risk. They get to experience enterprise risk management. You know, they get to learn all about credit risk and the importance of all these things and the dynamics of how it flows into the management of a credit union. So a young professional can simultaneously do this. So while they're doing their day job and doing what they need to do, and hopefully they have a great mentor that can help them get where they are, they can also be on a board so that their experiences in their day job and in their board will mm-hmm. converge and make it quicker to get to that C-suite level. Now, as I stated, who hires the CEO? The boards. So if you can sit on a board, you know, and I tell my folks, the mentees, to be strategic about this. I don't see that there's anything wrong with this. Is that they can make an assessment, do a little bit of research, and find out which credit unions might have a senior CEO and have an executive team that may be pretty close to retirement in 3 or 4 years. So why not target those credit unions to add value? And hopefully, there's no guarantees in life, but you can gain that experience, get that confidence of the board, show them who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I was a undercard to Cutler Dawson, who was the Navy Fed CEO, in his speech to young professionals last October. And the thing that hit me about Cutler Dawson, and it hit me, and I think a lot of people miss this, is that Cutler started his career in credit unions as a board member, okay? He was a board member of Navy Federal first, okay? One of his colleagues encouraged him to be on the board, okay? He really, other than being a Navy Federal, so obviously if you're a member of credit union, you kind of get it, but he didn't have any credit union experience. Now, I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly how long Cutler was on the board. I think it was 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. But during that time, he was able to establish his credentials with the existing board. And they had confidence enough in him to make him the CEO of Navy Federal Credit.
Wow.
Okay. So it's possible.
It's a great example.
So think about that.
Yeah.
So regardless of whether, you know, that happens, that they can put the young professional can position themselves. Because what other industry, honestly, what other movement can you, unless you're a pure entrepreneur, that you can get to a C-suite level if you play your cards right, you have the right mentors, you do the right things in a pretty quick amount of time. The timing is right now.
Yeah.
Right. Small credit unions need help. They need technology help. They need different visions. And a young professional can bring that to the table right from the get-go. Again, it's all about adding value.
Mm-hmm.
They must make that assessment to add value, how they can add value, but simultaneously, they can do all these great things on the board side, marry their day job, they converge, and when the time comes, they have positioned themselves.
Yep.
And hopefully, they might get it. But even if they don't get the CEO position, at least they'll be able to sit in on the interviews
of how our
CEO is selected.
Even more experience. Yeah.
It's more experience, right? Yeah. And that experience will be invaluable down the road. So if you don't get the one that you select, let's just say you decided to go to Security Plus, I'll just use that, and you get on. Now, you might not be able to get on the board right away. You know, some nominating committees, and you one of your questions to me, well, what's preventing this? Well, there are nominating committees that are not as open to bringing a young professional on quite yet. However, I mentioned this, they could go to the advisor. There's sometimes they have an advisory board, you know, like a learning process, or they could go to the supervisory committee and get their experience, show their stuff, and then segue to the board. So right. There are other avenues to do that. And today, I mean, you can, you know, the young professional can do their research. And, you know, this is just the way it is, Mike. I mean, I know a lot of banks don't like it, but I mean, you can pretty much join 10 credit unions if you wanted to join.
You could. You could.
I mean, really, you could probably, you know, through, you know, for example, the Department of Interior credit unions. I believe it's if you join the National Wildlife Federation, you have access to the membership. If you join Signature or Market USA, they will pay for you to belong to the American Consumer Council.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a backdoor entry into those credit unions. So there's a lot of backdoor entries, and some you might actually qualify on your own some way, your parents or whatever.
Exactly.
So I think that young professionals can create a win-win-win by meeting the needs of the smaller credit union, by bringing their technology talents. Simultaneously, they can grow in the strategic planning arena, the overall budgeting arena, maybe get on ALCO, learn all about interest rate risk, enterprise risk management, and do all this stuff. Show the board, you know, who you are, and maybe it can be another Cutler Dawson down the road. But regardless of if it is or not, they have developed this talent that they will be able to possibly go somewhere else and take on a CEO role. Because boards, you know, it's an invisible network, Mike. The fact of the matter is, when it's kind of like, you know, if you go on LinkedIn and you pull up a company, one of the first things you see about them touting that company is how many of their employees went to the same college as you do.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an invisible network. So if you went to, say you went to Auburn and you're walking down the street in Sioux Falls and somebody's walking down the street with an Auburn shirt on and you say War Eagle, you have immediately connected with
exactly.
them, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So when you have golf is the same way.
I mean,
you know, if you're sitting on an airplane and the guy sitting, you know, across from you has a Titleist hat, man, it's a bond. You start talking and the whole time you can talk about golf.
Exactly.
Take up your time. And being on a board. Okay. Being on a board is the same way. I've taught my young professionals, you need to position yourself, because great leaders are looking out, because they understand they're commissioned to create leadership disciples. Mm-hmm. So you must put yourself into position so that those leaders can see you and say, I want to be mentor to that young person.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win-win across the board. I think if a lot of young, and sadly, you know, when I talk to young professionals and I mention this to them, they go, wow, I never thought of that. You know, well, good. Now you can think about it. You know? Yeah,
see, that was my issue when I was younger. I mean, and that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you as well, is like, how do you expose these opportunities to young professionals? Because when I was that age, especially in my 20s and gosh, maybe even my early 30s, and I may be an anomaly in this, but I was clueless as to all of this, you know? And but there are those out there, young professionals, who are awesome and who are on it and who know about this stuff and really are proactive in that area. But there are other folks like me, who are just, you know, making it 1 month at a time and trying to get their career started and things like that, who aren't exposed to this. So how do you get that exposure to folks out there, to, you know, to a Cutler Dawson? Hey, you know what? You can join the board and you know, get in the crowd that way.
How you do that, again, I don't want to speak for anybody, and I don't want to commit anybody to anything. But as you know, Kuna and Filene do a wonderful job with the GAC Crashers program.
Yep.
So does the Crashers program have to be only for credit union staff? Could it be for credit union board members?
Good point.
If that's the avenue that leaders are going to be created,
yeah,
why can't they be part of the deal? You know, maybe have a couple of them. I will tell you, then again, I think it all comes down to does the young professional have a mentor or two? I will tell you that if it was not for my mentors, and I had a mentor that got me involved in a board, not a credit union board, at 24 years old. I will tell you that was probably one of the smartest things that I ever did. And then my second mentor, who, when I started at a credit union, told me, immediately get on a supervisory committee. And then he said, after you've been on the supervisory committee for a little bit of time, go ahead and try to get on the board. I was 31 years old when I got on the board, my first credit union board.
That's awesome. Okay?
Now, I was blessed beyond belief, because this board had some of the greatest, it was a central credit union. So it was a credit union for credit union employees. Rick Wazorek Sr. was the CEO, was the chairman of the board. John Atkin, Terry, okay, so now I've had a brain freeze, but John Atkin, and there was just so many people, Tony Johnson, who I got to sit in a board meeting every month and listen to these leaders.
Yeah.
And I mean, here I'm 31 years old, and my mentor at the time says, do not look at your age. Get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You have something to add.
Yep.
Don't focus on that you might not be totally, you know, hitting a home run. Just as long as you can add, put yourself in a position, and I did. And so now, because I sat in on a credit union board, I sat on a couple of them in my career. I've been very involved. It has made all the difference in the world.
It's completely
with my network. So,
and as a young professional, though, and I think a lot of young professionals out there might put themselves in that position that you just described, like, what could I possibly add to those people who are on the board who have years and years and years of experience and all this type? But you do, as a young professional, I would think any wise, established professional would want your input, because you have an angle or a lens or a perspective that they don't have anymore. You know, exactly. Like you said, the younger generations have grown up with technology. It's second nature to them. We need that. We need that mindset in our credit unions today.
I don't want to denigrate. Okay. Wisdom is absolutely one of the most critical things that you can bring.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. However, you can't have a bunch of 75-year-old people, all 75-year-old people, making decisions for millennials. It doesn't work.
Right.
The credit union movement, now, you know, the ages keeps changing, and you know, but it used to be that the average age of credit union members was like 52 or 53 years old. I'm sure it could be higher now, depending on how well they brought the younger folks into the fold. and the average age of a leadership of credit union was even older. And then the boards, nobody talks about that, but the boards is even higher. Yeah. So the average age. So I think Q's did a governance paper not too long ago.
Yeah.
And in that paper, it said that I think the average age of the credit union board member is 62 years old, and that the of the board members, less than about 10% or less are under 40 or 40 or under. So right there, it's showing you that there's a need, and it can be filled. We can fill this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Young professionals, again, you show them, you give them a game plan, you show what's in it for them, they'll be all in. And again, I believe that the timing is critical, and that if they do the things on the board side simultaneously with their day job, it'll converge much quicker, mm-hmm. and they'll be positioned to be mm-hmm. the answer down the road.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap this up because I mean, we could talk about this for another hour for sure, Bill. And I know you could because you are so passionate about this, and we love that passion, especially for our younger leaders moving up the ranks. And so what are some next steps that people can take, even a mentor or a mentee? What are a couple of steps that you can advise them to take to really bring these folks up through the ranks who may have been like me, totally clueless, like, oh my gosh, but some of these folks may have a ton of potential. Again, like there might be a Cutler Dawson out there. Who knows?
You know, I think it's a threefold approach again. It's getting the message out to young professionals. I speak at the Makuma Mock Conference where we have young professionals. We plant the seed there. It's also telling the leaders of the credit union movement that, you know, one of your responsibilities, your top three responsibilities is succession planning, creating leadership disciples. You need to start looking, opening your eyes to these young professionals and help start steering them that way. And then perhaps it's the CUNAs of the world. And the as I said, they do a great job on the DAC Crashers program. Mm-hmm. But as my understanding, it's all staff people. So maybe start adding a board, young professional board member, because there are some out there. I'm connected to a couple that don't work in the credit union world who are young professionals on boards who are very bright people. And I think they get this, that, hey, there's going to be an opportunity down the road. I'm getting the board experience side of it. And I show my, you know, what I'm up all about, and the board selects the CEO, maybe I can position myself to be that next person.
Yeah. The opportunities are definitely there. And so it's just getting them exposed and getting them pointed in the right direction. So, oh my gosh, this is a conversation that needs a part two and a part three and a part four for sure. So we'll definitely have you back on, Bill, to see what the next steps are.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I get very passionate about it, and
I love it.
You can cut what you need to cut.
No. It all stays in.
Yeah. And go with it. But hopefully, I think the word's starting to get out there. And I think you're going to start seeing that the light bulb is going to come on. Hey, where else can I do the right things and position myself for once you become a board member anyway, you're already in a leadership position.
Exactly.
You're already there. Yep. So maybe you might want to get in the paid position, which would be really nice. And having sat in the board seat across the table, you would be so much more versed to how to manage that relationship.
Indeed. Yeah. It's experience that can't be replaced. Oh my gosh. It's almost like a front lines type of experience. That's right.
Absolutely.
There. So, yeah. Good stuff. Alrighty, Bill. Thank you so much again. Again, your passion is just screaming through the screen. So thank you so much for that and all your help that you've done all of the years and all the folks that you're helping bring up through the ranks. So thank you for that. And look forward to having you back on to talk about this again. This is great stuff.
Thanks, Mike. Always great to talk to you.
Ah, likewise, sir. Likewise. Keep up the good work, okay?
Peace.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.